Right, let's bring in a familiar voice on this program. Captain Martha Spencer joins us now. Martha, you got a trip this morning?
I do not. It is it's a cold month out there, so people are, they're listening to you this morning, so they got plenty of things to do.
Well, it's February, and that's what's to be expected. You know, I was over at your old place of employment this week. I did an interview with WGNO-TV, and everybody there wanted to say hello if I saw you. So hello from the staff there. They miss you being the meteorologist over there.
Yeah, at times, but I'm very happy that you helped me get introduced to the outdoors. And, I mean, it's been, I don't know, about 9 years since we went fishing for the rodeo down in Lafourche Parish. So but that's about where it started. And the Beast Feast is where we met. And there's so many firsts that I had with you. I mean, from shooting my first deer on Bayou Wild to going to Alaska to making sausage at Double D. I mean, it's just, I don't know how I have so much brain space for all the things that we've done.
Yeah, we have had a lot of trips together, a lot of fun, and I'm glad you're becoming a successful captain. What kind of boat are you running now, and what are you fishing for?
Oh, it's always a skeeter whirl down in Plaquemines Parish, and we fish for what's biting. So we've been red fishing a bunch with it. The trout bite was great in the fall, even taking it for snapper trips. So it's been fun. Looking to get more people down to Lower Plaquemines to see what we have down there. We've got our tribe of skeeter fleet, so we're just waiting to take y'all fishing. And you have to come down now because now you've got more time on your hands. So you're welcome any day to come down on my boat.
Absolutely. Well, I'll be calling you, Martha. And thanks for checking in with us. And thanks for being a part of this show for quite a while. And also helping us build Bayou Wild. You are one of the blocks of building Bayou Wild TV. And it's over 200 episodes now.
Yeah, it was a labor of love. It was a great experience. It took us all across the country. And I just am so grateful for all the time on the radio and on the television, and, meeting so many people through you as well. I think, from a northerner coming to Louisiana, you've been an influential part of kind of inducting me into becoming a Louisianian myself. So
yeah, you ain't going back. You ain't going back. You're here for good. Thanks, Martha. We'll see you. Hope to see you soon. Thanks again. Appreciate it. It's Martha Spencer, Captain Martha Spencer. Used to hear on this show. She co-hosted many of these and also on Bayou Wild TV. All right, we got a quick break to take. We come back. We're going to talk more about Bayou Wild TV because it ain't going nowhere. We'll do that right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we're joined now by Chris Lecoq, the Bayou Wild TV producer. And, Chris, it's all going to be on you now. Bayou Wild, my man, we're still going on. And, in fact, we picked up a new affiliate station for people in Mississippi. That, in fact, I think it's premiering today over there, is it?
Yeah, that's right. Ocean TV there in southern
Biloxi.
Mississippi. Yeah, 12:30 today is. So we picking up a new affiliate. You're absolutely right on that.
And then tomorrow at 6 o'clock, it'll be a good lead into that little football game thing that's coming on tomorrow.
Yeah, I think some people will be worried about watching that one, but there's a lot of people that probably aren't for different reasons. So Bayou Wild TV is a good option.
Yeah, Chris, I tell people you're one of the busiest guys around. You shoot for public broadcasting. You do Bayou Wild TV. God bless you. You do Paradise Louisiana with Gary Risponi. You do LSU shooting, ESPN, and then you've also got Full Frame Productions, and you do a lot of freelance, and you still find time to enjoy the outdoors with your kids. I don't know how you do it, but as far as juggling time, you're probably the best, and I want to thank you for all the hard work you put in and helping me be successful with the TV shows and everything that you've done to make it so interesting and entertaining to people and fun for us. We did a lot of fun trips.
Yeah, and I guess I'd say thank you also. If I'm the busiest guy, I guess I learned it from you, because people, you're on the radio, they're here on the radio, but there's a lot of planning and coordinating and all the other things that go into creating outdoor media, and it is a business, and you got to learn the business side of it too. So I attribute a lot of that to you. We met Paradise, Louisiana, probably about 16 years ago, and you introduced me to the Outdoor Writers Association, and to continue Bayou Wild and forming Bayou Wild. So a lot of that is attributed to you, and then I also want to thank your audience, because a lot of the ideas we got from Bayou Wild TV came from radio conversations, text messages from your audience, and and we would take it and run with it as an idea for a show. So it's kind of mutual. You know, one person doesn't do this alone. There's a lot of networking that's involved in creating outdoor media, not just from the producers, but also the captains that take us out and the special guests that give us their ideas and share their experience with us.
Well, the audience will be looking forward to some new episodes of Bayou Wild TV. And if they want to find where the stations are, it's BayouWildTV.com. There's also a YouTube channel there. You can go back and kind of binge out on Bayou Wild shows. Chris, thanks for being with us. Thanks again for all the hard work and the time you put in and your bravery and courage to go ahead and carry on with Bayou Wild. I'm sure people are going to be happy to hear that.
Yeah, and we have some ideas to keep some of the elements of this show going through our social media page, so just stay tuned on that. And you promised me that you won't be a complete stranger for Bayou Wild, so I'm holding you accountable to that.
I'll do some cameo appearances, you know, and when you get something fun, let me know. The overnight hog sitting out in the rain and the cold, I might pass on those, but the bright sunny days when the fish are biting, I'll be glad to go.
For sure.
All right. See you. Chris Lecoq. He's a Full Frame Production and our producer of Bayou Wild TV. All right. Coming up next, a guy that's been with us an awful long time. I know it's over 20 years. He's been updating us on the Plaquemines Parish area. We call him the Plastic Man. He'll be next right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.